feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. The freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Some performers take the stage, Hawksley Workman owns it. On Saturday, October 24th, the Winnipeg Folk Festival presents the Hawksley Workman Duo at the Park Theatre. Over the past 25 years, Hawksley has been one of this country's most original musical voices, earning a reputation for unforgettable live performances, fearless songwriting, and a catalog that spans everything from tender ballads to electrifying rock and roll. Here all year. Enjoy amazing music year-round and grab your tickets now through Ticketmaster.ca. Don't miss the Hawksley Workman Duo on Saturday, October 24th at the Park Theatre. Brought to you by the Winnipeg Folk Festival and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
You're listening to CJUMFM 101.5. Certified and secured by the bomb-sniffing dog.
Punk song, whoa, I got me parka. Well, I've got my parka, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in my neck. I only bought one because we made it. It's supposed to be the fashion, I want to spend money. I used to be punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. Wait for the next one. Oh, I need to be a hit, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev off. I'm going. I've had enough of this rubbish.
I used to be a punk, but now a punk song.
How do you do, I? See, you've met my faithful hand in hand. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung up by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you around, maybe
play you a song. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat world. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night?
Night.
Or maybe a bite.
Bite.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Hey, I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.
Sleep till noon.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, for service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. Won't seem to let me. I swear sometimes that man is out to get me. They let you dream just to watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and you never get the credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, yeah, they got you where they want you. There's a better life and you think about it, don't you? It's a rich man's game, no matter what they call.
It is a rich man's game.
It is.
Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
On 101.5 UMFM.
101. What a downer.
This whole entire week.
It started last week and it's
it's still going.
It's still going, but yeah. Tim Curry.
And Dolly. Within 2 days of each other.
Well, apparently the same day.
Yeah.
That's the rumor, but two legends. Yeah.
And then today we lost Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime.
For all us Gen Xers out there that weeped back in 1986 when Optimus Prime died on the big screen.
I remember that.
Now we weep in real life.
It's crazy. Like, I mean, Dolly and Tim Curry both lived very full, amazing lives. I mean, Tim Curry was very sick in the last, I'd say, 10 to 15 years. He had a stroke, so he was not performing or doing as much, but still to live both until 80 is amazing. But check on your friends in the gay community this week, please,
because
they just lost
two of their icons,
huge icons and allies and support. So show a little love. So we started off, of course, with one of Tim Curry's I think most iconic roles. He said hundreds of fantastic roles, and it's funny to call that his most iconic, because then I'm like, well, no, it was super iconic. Oh, Clue was amazing. He was awesome in Treasure, you know, you start to, but I think most people would associate Tim Curry with the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and that's his introduction number.
That is
Sweet Transvestite. I've loved Tim Curry since I first saw him at the age of probably, well, what year did Annie come out in? 85?
Something like that.
So I was like 6 or 7 when it came out. And I was, you have no idea how obsessed I was with Annie. I made my mom buy it on VHS. I watched it every weekend. My grandma made me Annie's red dress. She sewed me a life-sized Annie doll.
1982.
82. Okay. Yeah. So I was like 4. But I remember seeing it years later. And then I kept watching it like year after year after year. And I think I said to someone, I'm like, I had a crush on Tim Curry before I even knew what a crush was because of his character, Rooster in Annie. Like, I just was like starry, hearty eyed over this man. And I couldn't even tell you why, because he's slimy.
He is very slimy.
But he plays it so well. So anyway, that was him and two other amazing legends.
Yeah, Carol Burnett.
Bernadette Peters.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen, like, the original Annie movie, and I'm not just saying this because I still love it, it's fantastic.
It's fantastic. It's funny.
It's so good. It's funny.
Yeah.
Carol Burnett as a child-hating, orphanage-running woman. Like, yep. She's amazing. She, him, her, Tim. Yeah, fantastic. And we finished off with Dolly.
Yes.
I'm doing her classic.
9 to 5. That little tick, tick, tick that you hear in that song, that's her acrylic nails.
I have them too. So it's funny because you know how I'm always like. So when I learned that it was her nails, I'm like, makes sense. Because, right?
Yep.
That's what she did? Yeah. What an icon. Like, if you don't know a lot about Dolly and the things she did outside of music. An amazing woman. Like you were telling me, she has Dollywood.
Yes.
You were saying that any young people who work for her students get their university paid for by Dolly.
Yeah. Plus she also has like a book club.
This
book thing that kids all over the world get free books every month. And just, you know, it's amazing.
She had just such a big heart. Yep. Like even if you're not a fan of country music or her music, the humanitarian in her is just. So we've lost two big ones. Three,
well,
if you count Optimus.
Five, if you count Dolly's, you know. Yeah.
Too soon, Daniel.
I know.
We got it. You know what? It's funny. I lost a good friend last week, too. And sometimes you just have to joke.
You have to. Sometimes you have to.
You just have to, right? Like, grief is a crazy thing.
Yep.
And you just got to laugh through it sometimes.
And humor helps.
It does.
Yep.
But then you feel bad because you're like, that was a real off-color joke. But you know what? We get it.
Yeah.
So you were saying in the car that you were going to originally play Jolene on the show because we kind of both did the set list here. But you changed your mind.
Yeah.
Why'd you change your mind?
Because I was listening to Jolene by the White Stripes on the way to work. And I'm like, yeah, I'll throw that on there.
It's a great version.
Yeah, because this whole entire playlist was actually going a different route until a couple days ago.
Yeah, these first four songs are kind of... Well, this kind of nicely...
Nice. Yeah, that's why I rearrange stuff. And
you're a smart guy. So
right?
A little bit more of Dolly for you.
Yeah.
Here is the White Stripes.
With Jolene.
One, two, three.
Every kid for miles in my house, my house. us.
Downtown Julie Brown?
Yep. And as we have established in the past, Daft Punk is playing at his
physically,
house.
Physically, it's not a CD. It's kind of funny because the funny story with that is I asked that question on Facebook because you and I were sitting here at the booth playing it. And yep. I was like, Daniel, when he says Daft Punk is playing in my house, and I mean, I wasn't really listening to the lyrics, so, you know, my bad. But I was like, does he mean like... he's got a CD on, or is like Daft Punk actually playing in his house?
No, the robots
are playing in the house.
Are playing in the house.
So it was funny. I posted it on Facebook, and a friend of mine was like, well, let's break this down. He had to move all the furniture out of the house.
Yep.
There were a bunch of trailers playing. There's doing security at the door. What do you think? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess I should have like paid closer attention to... the
lyrics. But there's things you don't really pay attention to sometimes. I mean, it's so funny. Just listening to good music just gets you going. And, you
and
just
even though you know the lyric, because I could sing every lyric to that song, it never, sometimes it just doesn't compute, right? And it was one of those instances where I'm like, oh, crap, yeah. Whoops.
Whoopsie.
Maybe I should pay attention to what I'm singing along to. Anyway, we all do it.
We all do.
Like, how many times do you go back and you suddenly decide to read the lyrics of a song and you're like, oh, I've been either singing that slightly wrong, or, oh, that's what they're saying. Do it quite often. Usually for me, it's those misheard lyrics.
Yeah.
I love those. They're called like, Montegreens.
Like there's a bathroom on the right.
There's a bathroom on the right. Yeah. Last night, I dreamt of some bagels.
Da, 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 da.
We should do a show of just songs that have famous Montegreens in them. I mean, it's one of my favorite things because I just love how people's brains work differently.
Yeah.
But yet somehow, as soon as somebody points it out to you, like the bagel thing, when I pointed it out to you, you're like, oh yeah, now that's all I hear is Madonna dreaming of bagels.
Like Alanis Morissette said in the Cross-Eyed Bear.
The Cross-Eyed Bear or Red iPhone, was it Def Leppard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like iPhones weren't around in the 80s, guys. So anyway, this is Punks and Parkas.
It is.
We are here on 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah, and on the face.
And on the face. We make those Mondays happy.
We do.
We do our best.
Especially if you're sitting on the edge of Lake Ontario.
Oh, Jesus.
In Toronto or in Detroit, just hanging out, chilling, just, you know.
I have to give our prime minister credit. He's a very classy, very well-spoken, diplomatic guy. I guess maybe that's why he's in politics.
Yeah.
He just posted today a tweet or whatever on social media about how Lake Ontario, you know, I'm going to pull it up because he said it so eloquently that I just got to, you know, give me a second here. I had it. There we go. So the name Lake Ontario comes from the, I'm going to butcher this, so you have to forgive me, Wendat word Ontario, which apparently means, quote, the lake is beautiful, the lake is big. The name is more than 400 years old, predating both the Confederation of Canada and the Declaration of Independence of the United States. We know that America is changing. Their tradition, their trading relationships, their foreign policies, their national monuments. Canadians also know that naming reality means calling it Lake Ontario. Then, now, and always.
Yep.
So, it, taking aside that Ontario is the province, he's right. Yeah. This predates all of us,
exactly.
Right? Like it is, and it's yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sorry, Americans, that you're going to have to adjust all your maps again.
Yep.
So
or Lake, don't.
Lake of America? Is that what he's calling
something
it?
Something like that.
Or don't. Because, yep. Honestly, it just predates us all. Yep. And it's respectful, I think, because we talk a lot about here in Manitoba and Canada about reconciliation, right? Because we've treated our Aboriginal community terribly.
We have.
Like, it's our dirty secret.
Yeah.
But not really a dirty secret anymore, which is good.
Yeah.
I work for the government. This isn't a secret. And there is so much information and courses and inclusion with reconciliation, which is great because I think it should be like that everywhere. Yeah. Because I've learned so much that I wouldn't have learned, right? So for me, this is just a slap in the face to that whole process, right? Because you're stripping a name that it's not associated with Canada. It's associated with the First Nations people who lived here before any of us.
Yep.
Right. So I'm going to get off my soapbox.
Yeah. Let's go back to the music.
Sorry. It just.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Because, yeah, that's.
It gets me passionate, especially when it's something like that. Right. Because it's not about Canada or the U.S. here. It's about the people whose land we are on, and we should be thankful that we're
like,
on.
We should just rename Lake Superior Lake Gitchagumi, which is what it's known as.
Exactly,
you know?
Right? Like, I mean, if Trump can do it, go ahead, Carney.
Yep.
Sign an order. And anyway, it's, you gotta laugh.
Yep.
You gotta laugh. Yeah, it's been a week, so you gotta laugh.
Yep.
We started off the show doing tributes to some legends we lost, and then we continued on with a bunch of great music that had nothing to really do.
Well, except Jolene.
Except Jolene. That was our
the White Stripes.
Yes.
Probably one of the most streamed song in the past month and a half.
Right?
Like, this song is 20 years old, right?
I know. I remember listening to this song and this album when I first started Punks and Parkas, because it was college radio stuff, like TV on the Radio, Granddaddy, like those bands. Michael and Jared here at the station turned me on to TV on this album, actually.
Yep.
So when we heard it in Spider-Man, I was like, that's TV on the Radio.
Yeah, and then it's like, like the next day, the streams of it just popped right through the roof. It was just amazing.
Which is good, because and it's timeless. Like, for you to, like, when you said it's 20 years old, I was like, I forgot. It is that old. Doesn't sound like it.
Because I'm just going to be honest, that was the first time I actually heard that song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, they're kind of an obscure indie band, really. Yep. Like, they never broke through. But they had a good following, right? But I can see it. But yeah, TV on the Radio, Wolf Like Me.
And we finish all off with Daft Punk's Playing My House by LCD Sound System.
Which I'll forever be known as the girl who asked a stupid question about that song.
Hey, there's no such thing as stupid questions.
You know, I am quite comfortable with my stupidity sometimes. Like, I'm not the smartest chick in the world. I know that. It's fine. I laugh at myself, too.
I think you're pretty smart. Gosh.
Well, you're jaded. You've got a really jaded opinion of me. That's okay. I'll take it. So, Captain Dan, apart from the poopy poop poop that's been going on, what else has been going on?
Not a whole heck of a lot, apparently.
No.
No. Yeah, Folklorama wrapped up.
Yeah. School is starting up in a couple of weeks, which is a reminder here to you folks in Winnipeg. The school zones are going to be kicking in.
Tuesday, I believe.
Tuesday, whatever the first is.
Yeah.
So, drop your speed in school zones down to 30. And don't think, you know, I'll just speed through. They'll never catch me. There's always somebody at every single
one. Yeah.
You'll get caught. You'll get caught. And just slow down.
Yep.
So it's down to 30 as of the first.
Yep.
Watch for kids, too. The first couple weeks back at school, everything's a little bit busier.
Yep.
Kids are kind of excited, especially the really young ones. So...
yeah, until a few years in, and they were just like,
or a few weeks in, even, right? So just be aware when you're around schools or around bus stops for the next couple of weeks while the kids are getting their routines down. It was funny. My coworker, he's got a son and a daughter who, I think they're both in about grade 10, 11, 10, 9, like that age.
Yeah.
We were talking about school, and he's like, yeah, so I told my son and my daughter, because they're going to be biking to school for the first time this year. He's like, yeah, I told them today, you know, okay, you guys, do a dry run because you guys need to know where you're going. You need to know how long it's going to take you and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I was like, how did it go? He's like, well, They went out the door and one went the wrong way and one fell off their bike.
So we know how this school year is going to go.
It's going to go with you driving them again every day. I was like, oh, jeez.
I like that. That's like, that's good.
I laughed so hard. I was like, is she okay? She fell off. Oh, yeah, she fell on the grass. It's fine. But then he went the wrong way and he was distracted with his daughter. So he couldn't even go and be like, he'll figure it out. Hunter's starting university in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, exciting times here.
Exciting times here in the big city of Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Right. What else is going on?
Vinyl Vaults this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was looking at.
I was like, you were looking up something. Yeah, so Vinyl Vaults is going on in the city. That's at the Power Building on Portage Avenue. Pretty much right across from Portage Place.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great cause. It's the Chamber Orchestra's monthly fundraiser, I guess you can call it, really. They I don't know where they got all that vinyl from.
I think a lot of it's donations.
Yeah. It's got to be. And I think now that they're so established, people know that you can donate vinyl there.
Not only vinyl, but CDs, cassettes, audio equipment they take.
Yep, everything. Yeah. Sometimes books. I've seen everything. Yeah. So it's a good place. We always say it's a good place to go to get those filler things.
Yeah.
Right? Like if you need some kind of common records, but not the ones you always find at Value Village. And if you do, they overprice them.
Yeah.
Go to Vinyl Vault. Are we going to go?
Yeah, we can go.
Saturday morning.
Yep.
Starts at 9, I believe.
Yeah, 9:30, I think.
Yeah, we should go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, $3 records and up.
It's not that bad.
I'm sorry, my legs are sore.
He's got his legs on the desk here. That's okay. Why are your legs sore?
I don't know.
Just
old.
Just old. That would do it. Yeah, so Vinyl Vault's going on. It's that weird period again. Like, as soon as Folklorama, talk about a weird pause there, Folklorama ends, it's kind of a lull as school gets going and all that kind of stuff. And then once school's in session, I remember when I DJed, it was like our busy times were always like end of September to October.
Yeah.
Speaking of October, though, there are some fun events coming up.
Yes.
If you are a James Bond fan, like I am, if you are a huge Daniel Craig James Bond fan, like I am.
Like Penny is.
And if Skyfall is one of your favorite James Bond movies, like I am, that didn't really go grammatically, but whatever. The Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra is doing Skyfall.
Yeah.
So they're going to be playing the movie live with them, or they'll be doing the soundtrack live to the movie. Tickets are on sale. They're going fast.
Yes, they are.
It was so funny. Because they sell them first to subscribers.
Yeah.
So I guess that's why so much of them went off. And I was like, oh, crap, they're on sale. I looked. It's like minimal seats. So it's the first weekend in October, October 2nd and 3rd, I believe it is. So if you're interested, go see if you can get some tickets.
Yep.
It's a fun night. Like, some live music, some James Bond. Speaking of, did you know they shortlisted the potential new Bonds?
I heard about it, but I didn't see the list. I didn't.
What's his face from Euphoria? The tall guy?
Oh, yeah.
Was one of them. I didn't recognize really any of the others. There was maybe another one I recognized the name of, but so it'll be interesting to see a young Bond, because Daniel Craig's been doing this
20 years.
A long time.
Yeah.
And he's been great. Like, don't get me wrong. Yeah. He is one of my favorite Bonds. So, yeah, that's going on. Speaking of Tim Curry earlier and the Rocky Horror Picture Show, if you've never had that experience, seeing it live, again, at the concert hall.
Two opportunities, actually.
There's
the big Rocky Horror one going on at the concert hall, which will feature Brad Majors.
Yeah, Barry Bostwick, I think his name is. He's going to
come. He'll be there. And like, I think I have a shadow cast with that.
Yes. Yeah.
And then on the 26th of October is the one at the Park Theater.
Park Theater, yeah. The Park Theater one is fun.
Yeah.
If you've never gone ever, I recommend the Park Theater one because it's a little bit more intimate. It's a little bit more, I don't know. I don't want to say low key because it's a Rocky Horror Picture Show. This viewing is never low key, but it's a good way to dip your feet in.
Yeah.
The one at the concert hall is on a grander scale, obviously.
Yes.
It's a tour that they do. They've been doing it the last 3 years since the like 49th anniversary of the movie. They've come through with Little Nell, who played Columbia. They've come through with Patricia Quinn, who played Magenta.
Yep.
And this year, like you said, it's Barry Bostwick, who did Brad.
would like to see Susan Sarandon come. You know, even though I don't think she will, because she's more of a higher tier actress now.
It would be amazing. Yeah. Because it's funny. I was thinking about that. I was talking to a friend, and I'm like, Daniel and I have, after this, we'll have seen the majority of the cast in person that we can. Right? Because the only one that we really can't see now would be Susan Sarandon. That we haven't seen, sorry, would be Susan Sarandon. And I think the possibility of her doing that tour is... You never know. You never know. But it's a little bit on a bigger scale. A lot more people. But I recommend it.
Yeah.
A Rocky Horror Picture Show is a fantastic time.
If you want stuff to do this weekend, I found two things that are happening this weekend.
What is happening this weekend?
On the 29th.
Yes.
Which is Saturday.
Yes.
Two of classic rock's biggest bands are playing. Deep Purple and Kansas.
Is Deep Purple in the city?
Yeah, on Saturday.
How did I not know about this? I freaking love Deep Purple.
Thought I told you. Months ago.
No.
Anyway, Deep Purple and Kansas Purple's are playing on Saturday.
Is that at the... I keep wanting to call it the phone booth. It's not that anymore.
At Canada Life Center downtown.
Canada Life Center.
And if you like your Puddles Pity Party...
Puddles the Clown is
in
town.
He's opening for Weird Al Yankovic on Sunday night.
I forgot that Weird Al's through town, too. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that there's probably tickets available for Deep Purple.
Yeah, there's still tickets available for Weird Al
on the floor. Yeah. Wow. So if you haven't had the pleasure of seeing Weird Al, it's a fun time. Yeah.
Tickets are like $90 or something like that for the floor seats.
Bad,
that's not bad.
Guys, that's not bad. Yeah, go see some Weird Al.
Yep.
In these trying and depressing times.
You need that.
You need a laugh, right? We should play some more music.
How about another song that just turned 20 years old?
And another song that made popular because their videos are amazing.
Yeah.
How is this music so old? Anyway, here is OK Go.
OK Go. Here it goes again.
Okay.
Just when you think you're in control, just change this little boy's brain. A small piece of advice that took 22 years in the make, and I will break it for you now. Please learn from my mistakes. Please learn from my mistakes. Let's dance to Joy Division and celebrate the irony. Everything is going wrong, but we're so happy. Let's dance to Joy Division and raise our glass to the ceiling, because this could all go so wrong, but we're so happy. Yeah, we're so take a taxi to the darker side of town. That's where we'll be, and we will wait for you and lead you through the dance floor up to the DJ booth. You know what to ask for, you know what to ask for. You ask for Joy Division and celebrate the irony. Everything is going wrong, but we're so happy. Let's dance to Joy Division and raise our glass to the ceiling, because this could all go so wrong. For a broken heart, let's tear us apart. We'll be right back.
tell you, that song is older than 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
But again, it still sounds fresh.
Yeah, it does.
That's the Pixies with
Here Comes Your Man.
Before that, the Wombats with Let's Dance to Joy Division.
And started all off with Here It Goes Again by OK Go.
So we had a bunch of songs, but I misjudged the time and added too many. So we're just going to skip on down and finish this out with one of my favorite Dandy Warhol tracks. Because it's just the right amount of time.
Could it be Godless?
It will be Godless.
What?
Anyway, follow us on Instagram. You're at Captain_Dan75.
Yep.
I'm at DJ Penny Lane.
Yep.
Vinyl's your thing. If you like art, I have an art account and I can't remember the name because I changed it.
It's Doodle Something.
It's Doodle Something. Anyway, here is some Dandy Warhols. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.
VW Social Club is the campus bar brought to you by your friends at UMSU, located on the third floor of University Center. With student-friendly pricing, a unique twist on traditional pub fare, and a creatively designed beverage menu, it sure makes it easy to enjoy yourself. Whether you're in the mood to relax and mingle with friends or kick up your heels and pull out the newest dance moves, VW Social Club has it all. Reach out to us to host your next campus social or fundraiser. We're ready to help you with your next big event. Open Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. daily. Come relax at VW Social Club today.
Maybe you saw it. A loose cable, a slippery floor, or maybe you felt it when you were assigned a task you weren't ready for, but you stayed quiet. Now it's a matter of time before someone at work gets hurt. Because silence won't stop a workplace injury. If it's unsafe, tell your employer or voice your concerns at 204-957-SAFE. Whether you're new to Manitoba or new to the job, you have the right to a safe workplace.
GPA's on the first floor of University Center is the place to soothe those hunger cravings, whether you're looking for candy, chocolate, chips, or some other type of snacky goodness. We proudly brew empty cup coffee made fresh daily and stock a variety of fresh sandwiches and baked goods from some of Winnipeg's top vendors. Our coolers are stocked with a wide variety of beverages guaranteed to quench your thirst. Swing by between classes and pick up what you need to survive your day. Currently open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the weekends. We're proudly student-operated with pricing that fits your budget.
Great neighborhoods are built one gathering at a time. And behind every great community festival are the people who